don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest. He was kind of a big deal. Harvey Wasserman. He's a journalist and an author. And he warns us, Chernobyl 2.0. I found his work at the Progressive, also reader-supported news, apparently, and his own website. But it's a little scary. I mean, it's not enough to be afraid of the invasion of Ukraine and, you know, perhaps Putin. I hear it described by independent journalists from Europe. Sort of a Hitler-like act. This is very aggressive. And it's only taken a couple days. I mean, he's not even pretending anymore. There's no guising here. You know, he's all in it. So anyways, when I hear it, I didn't even put two and two together. Chernobyl is in the Ukraine. And it's still a vulnerable thing. And overnight, the reporting at the Daily Beast and CNN, I see, is reporting it in other places. The Russians have captured Chernobyl already. The first initial reporting I had seen is they had destroyed Chernobyl, which, according to our new friend Harvey, would be a hell of a bad thing. I think, you know, big radiation plume killing a million, like the last time Chernobyl went up. So it sort of puts sort of a, you know, that's kind of a multiplier effect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Are we creating Godzilla in real time?
Apparently that life follows science fiction. I mean, Jules Verne predicted the submarine, and now we have Godzilla. Congratulations, everybody. We now have Godzilla.
844-967-2789. If you'd like to comment on these segments with Harvey Wasserman, the Chernobyl 2.0 segments, or perhaps, you know, Godzilla taking over the Earth. Maybe you're more of a Mothra person. But anyways, 844-967-party. Which one?
King Ghidorah.
At some point, you know, Godzilla sort of turned into the positive character. And then there was like King Kong versus Godzilla. You know, it's all kind of scary stuff. I don't mean to make light of the fact that there could be a nuclear catastrophe on the sudden horizon. I wasn't even thinking about this. Woke up on Monday and I'm like, man, you know, they keep threatening to invade. But I never thought about nuclear consequence other than, you know, World War III. Like, that's not enough to think about? Not going to worry about Chernobyl? 844-967-2789. Starting with Nick, listening on AM 950 in Minneapolis, I suspect. Nick, welcome.
Yeah, I'm on 950. Say, my thoughts on it, I just think that Wasserman was being a little alarmist there. The reason I think they would probably go and capture Chernobyl right away, and I'm not trying to justify anything that the Russians are doing, but, you know, they might have gone in there right away because, you know, the Ukrainians don't really have any way of getting back at the Russians, and they may have been thinking, we got to take control of Chernobyl before the Ukrainians could use it as a weapon themselves, because the prevailing winds are blowing.
I mean, you think they would poison themselves, hoping the poison went downwind to Russia?
It would go that direction, the east west of the prevailing winds, because some of it landed on Russia during the original. I'm not saying for sure, but that could be the way the Russians were thinking, was, you know, if the Russians have nukes and overwhelming force, and if the they might have thought the Ukrainians could possibly decide to let those reactors go supercritical and let them all start spewing radiation over towards Russia, because it's the only weapon they have left. Sort of their version of a doomsday weapon, because that's all they have left.
Well, I got to tell you, Nick, my guest, Mr. Wasserman, his prediction, or at least his cautionary article, predated by at least 24 hours the actual news of the day, which is Chernobyl is now under Russian control. And I hope you're right, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to think the guy is sort of overblown this circumstance, but, you know, quite frankly, because I wasn't even thinking about Chernobyl when I first heard, you know, the drumbeats towards war, Nick.
Because realistically, the Russians don't need it as a weapon. They have plenty of other nuclear weapons that they can direct and land them exactly where they want. They don't need to have a nuclear reactor melt down. So, you know, as far as them using it as a weapon, I think he's definitely overblowing the situation. And again, I'm not justifying what they are doing, but I can see that their thinking would be that they want to get it before the Ukrainians could use it as a weapon. And that's, I guess that's about all I have to say. And again, I could be wrong, but, you know, he was asking what reason would they ever want to do that, and that's the only thing I could come up with off the top of my head.
Well, Nick, I appreciate you listening on AM 950 and your contribution. I mean, at this point, you know, who's here to litigate what's going on between Pootie Poot's ears, right? We can only speculate why one of the first actions in this warlike move, this being described as, I'm not using Crudy's words, I'm quoting independent journalist I heard from Europe this morning, calling this a Hitler-like aggressive move, invasion of a neighbor. And the very first thing he goes in, the very first real estate, or at least amongst the very first, is a nuclear power plant that blew up in 1986 and has been radioactive ever since. You know, just the timing seems conspicuous. Harvey didn't make it up. Harvey's article predated Putin's actions. 844-967-2789. I hope you're right, though, Nick. I hope maybe the guy's an alarmist. But, you know, maybe there's a reason to be alarmed. Fred from Cottage Grove, what do you think?
Hi, guys. I think it's Trump's ace in the hole. If we do anything serious about that, then they let it go. Ukraine's got other power plants, nuclear power plants. I mean, why this one? Because this one is already... It's not generating electricity. It's not doing anything but sitting there. And I think that's their ace in the hole to keep everybody at bay.
You think the mere threat that he could blow it up and basically decimate perhaps another million people or more, opposed to actually damaging the power plants on, again, they're 30-year-old Soviet-style power plants, but the vast majority of the Ukrainian energy is currently coming from nukes.
Exactly. That's just it. I mean, look at his rhetoric. What he came out, it's just stated, the world will never know anything as bad as what's going to happen if we attack him.
Hmm.
Well, I'm paraphrasing. I mean, it's something like that. He basically threatened everybody that, you know, you come after me, you sanction everything else, you're going to see the worst thing in history.
Fred, do you think there's any doubt that Putin is evil, quote unquote, and would be willing to carry forth on this nuclear threat, this mutual destruction threat?
I do. And I think he's got some backing from some ex-president here, along with a few others. He's a genius. He's a genius, right?
Well, that's what Trump said, but Fred, sorry to cut you short, man. Appreciate your call. Fancy Brian, before we run short on time in this segment, Trump went on Foxy News last night, and I think we've got some of the sound. And Fred, I hope you're still listening, because Trump did not come off like a genius. Now, it was Trump characterizing Putin and the invasion plan, you know, declare Ukraine independent or parts thereof, and then go invade it and declare it a peacekeeping force. And what else did he say? Oh, you know, the tanks. I wish I could put the tanks on the southern border. And oh, yeah, the election was rigged. That's how he started it. But he went on Laura Ingraham's show last night. And for those out there in conservative world, MAGA land, that would shake a fist at Joe Biden and look at the weak, look at the feeble Joe Biden. This guy doesn't get what's going on. You know, they propped him up. He's living in the basement. He doesn't know what's going on. But Trump's strong. He's sharp. He got it. For all of you that would make that claim, I'd like to do a little real-time fact check, let's call it. I'd like to play the sound, and Fancy Brian, going to need your help, of Trump on the Laura Ingraham show last night. And if you think this guy gets it, and he's the super smart one, and he'd know how to back up Pootie Poot, listen closely when Ingraham has to correct the former president, who clearly doesn't know what the hell is going on in Ukraine, played for the people, Fancy.
Well, I think the whole thing, again, would have never happened. It shouldn't happen. And it's a very sad thing. But you know what's also very dangerous is you told me about the amphibious attack by Americans. You shouldn't be saying that because you and everybody else shouldn't know about it. They should do that secretly, not be doing that through the great Laura Ingraham. They should be doing that secretly. Nobody should know that, Laura. And, you know,
Those are the Russian amphibious landing.
Oh, I thought you said that we were sending people in.
No, I did not. That would be news.
And you know what? Hey, Laura, that's all we need. That'll be next, okay? Now, we ought to protect our own borders. You know, we ought to get to the southern border and start protecting the southern border. But it's a very terrible situation. It's a situation that...
Well, anyways, he rambles on from there, right? But if you would please take note of the fact that Donald Trump thought we, the American people, were doing some sort of, what, amphibious attack of Ukraine? Or are we invading Russia today? And are we utilizing the Black Sea? Because that's the only major, you know, inland body of water that would necessitate amphibious attack. But so clearly, Trump has no clue what's going on. Does Trump believe that we, the American people, are fighting the Russians actively on day one? Because that's what he said. And where did he get that information from? Well, he thought Laura Ingraham had said it. Apparently, he misheard her. But he's so confused or feeble-minded or just plain ignorant of what's going on in the world stage currently, even though, you know, it could lead to World War III, that he thinks there's some sort of American-led amphibious attack of the Russians going on.
And even if he was president, he still might not know because he throws out and doesn't read his briefings.
Well, do you think the Biden administration, I mean, I know the last administration, you know, they would brief the world through Foxy News, but are we to believe that the Biden administration's giving out, you know, troop information through the Laura Ingraham show on Fox?
We should find out what the hell is going
on. Yeah, what the hell is going on? I mean, really, I know that Geraldo gave away some troop movements on Foxy News many years ago during a Persian Gulf War. But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear from you, CJ, or any of you fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. This guy doesn't know what he is. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. And I'm not trying to be ageist here, but, you know, either he's getting a little old and a little off his game, or maybe he just never had any game. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was somehow...
No, you don't.
...a super genius. Be a pooty-pooter, or your guy, Trump, because they're kind of interchangeable parts at this point. One's cheering for the other, right? Team Putin, line up here. Well, I guess that's Team Trump. 844-967-2789. But just don't tell me how bright your guy is and how sharp he was, strong he is. Because intellectually speaking, my teenager knows that the American troops would not be doing an amphibious invasion of Russia right now. And if you think that Laura Ingraham would be the bearer of that news to the American people, then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. If you've got opinions, you know, the good ones, the hot takes, join us. 844-967-2789. Just try not to be radioactive.
History shows again and again how nature points up the folly of men. Godzilla! History shows again and again how nature points up the folly of men. Godzilla.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
What the hell does that mean?
We should find out what the hell is going on.